Hello there, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arkham Avengers Fantasy Football Premier League podcast. We join me, the host, Howard, Eamon, and Hector. We take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on their quest to be crowned a champion for 2021-22. Well, lads, we're back for another week.
That's obvious. I'm here in the studio, and I've got Hector here beside me. I don't think you could have any more of a green light to say that we're here, present, willing, and able.
That's right. Yes, you know, I am here too, Eamon, you know.
That's right. I said you were here. I included you. What more do you need?
I'm only just saying. You know, why are you turning on me like that?
I'm not turning on you like that. I'm just saying I did include you, and I think that should be sufficient.
Well, Eamon, you sound like you're spitting fire here at the moment. What happened to you?
Nothing happened to me. I'm perfectly fine. I just happened to say that we were here willing and able, and Hector was here, and he's decided to get all uppity as if I was excluding him. Now, I didn't make reference that we're missing the elephant in the room, the Captain Fantastical Mick. Nothing to say about that.
I'm just wondering, Eamon, did you have a cup of tea before you came into the studio?
No, I didn't have a cup of tea. I had a cup of coffee instead.
Okay. Well, I tell you something. If this is the way Eamon is starting off, I don't know what sort of a show this is going to turn out. Because Eamon, at the moment, I think he'll live all over the place.
I'm not all over the place.
I think you are.
I'm not.
Okay. Let's return back to the football. This week, we're reviewing game week 36. Game week 37 is currently in progress and won't be finished by the time this podcast is out. And what we do is we look at the previous week to see how the managers got on, to see how they fared out, who's moving, is anyone moving, is anybody closing the gap, and basically who didn't do what they should have done.
And listen, there's a lot of those punters here in this league at the moment, so don't get me started on that.
Okay, dokie. Highest points for game week 36 were 225 points. The average 79. Let's take a look at our table here at the moment. So, in first place, Sarri KDB, 133 points. Eamon, one transfer. What did you make of this team lineup this week?
Okay, they brought in Laporte. I got 14 points for that gentleman. And they put out Azpilicueta for 2 points.
I tell you something, your pronunciation of him has gone downhill.
And listen here, I'm not Spanish. And I just say it the way I want to say it, okay? Now, can I continue on here, or am I going to be interrupted consistently by you?
I say no more. I'm going to keep my mouth quiet. I'm zipping my mouth.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, where was I? Yes, I'd finished with the transfers. Okay. Sarri KDB this week decided to captain De Bruyne and got 60 points, which was a very wise move. They had Mount for 13 points. They had Salah for 3 points. Saka came in for 4 points. Madison got them 8. Pukki up front got 4 points. As I said, Laporte got 14. Alonso pulled in 7. And Alexander Arnold got 4. They also had Robinson there from Liverpool for 2 points. And their goalkeeper was Foster for 14 points. I had a look at the figures, the statistics for this manager. And this is the third highest game week points this season. They certainly selected the right guy, the right captain. Good result. No shift on here. No taking the foot off the pedal.
In second place, and no change either, is Tobacker 6, 71 points, and they played their triple captain. Hector, I'm going to pass this one over to you. I think Eamon needs a break.
Yeah, well, they had the two transfers. They had Gordon, who came in, and he brought in 5 points. Mount went out, he had 13 points. Watkins came in, and he had 7 points. Weghorst went out, he had 2 points. Now, the Tobaggers decided to captain Salah with the triple captain, of course. They got 9 points. Gordon, of course, I say, got the 5 points. Kulusevski got 5. Saka had 4 points. Dennis up front got 2 points, along with Watkins with the 7 points. But they also had the Keane up there with 15 points. Then in defence, Alexander Arnold got them 4, Gabriel 2, Cancelo got 14, and they had the goalkeeper Ramsdale from Arsenal, 4 points. They also had on their bench the goalkeeper Foster, who had 14 points. I think this will be a disappointing game week for them. They played a triple captain, didn't work out. The Salah let them down. And I also think that, you know, when you bring Gordon in and you put Mount out and then Watkins in and Vickers in, I think they the transfers cancel each other out. They should have left Mountain and not get rid of him. As I said, I think they'll be very disappointed with this. It's not what they wanted to get. They should have, I hopefully, be getting the 100 points at least. However, once you play the triple captain and you select a guy and he don't perform, there's nothing you can do about it.
Wise words there, Hector. Third place, no change. Arkham Avengers, 104 points. Ema, they played a bench boost.
That's right, and they had two transfers and they lost the 4 points. They decided to bring in Son in for 20 points. Kante went out for, he didn't play, so he didn't get any points. They brought Rodrigo in for Man City and he got 10 points. And Kane was put out for 15 points. They had Salah as the captain and managed a paltry 6 points. As I said, Son had 10 points. Did Son not have 20 points, Eamon? Sorry, yes, I correct myself. You are quite correct. Yes, Son had 20 points. Mount, 13. Rodrigo, 10. They had another Rodrigo who plays for Leeds who got 3 points. Dennis, 2. Beckhouse, 2. Cancelo got 14. Robinson managed 2 points. Alonso got 7. And they had the goalkeeper, Schmeichel, for 8 points. They decided to play their bench boost, as you said. And Pope on the bench got 3 points as a goalkeeper. Gordon got 5 points. Cody got 8. And Gabriel got 2 points. It's a good result, apart from the captain that they selected. Salah is just not performing. He is not on form. He's not doing the business. And in this case, they should have gone for either Kane or perhaps maybe Cancelo or Mount. One of those guys. Anybody but Salah. I think at this time of the season, Salah is not really going to do nothing. You know, at the moment he has an injury. And I think it's time to look for the alternative. However, the spoofer would be happy with this. No change them at fourth place is Lafayette Lions, 103 points. And again, a bench boost played there, Hector.
Yes, they had the one transfer. They brought the Saka in for 4 points and the Rafinha went out for 2 points. They decided to captain the Kane for 30 points. Beckhouse got 2 points. Madison, 8. Bowen, 13. Salah had 3 points only. Ward-Prowse got 2. As we said, the Saka had the 4. And in defense, then Gabriel had 2 points, Davies 6, Rudiger had 7 points, and the Ramsdale had 4 points. And on their bench, their goalkeeper, Bachmann, didn't get any points, he no play. Cody got 8 points, St. Maximin got 2, and Coelho got the 12 points. I think for the Lafayette Lions, they selected a good captain, you know, Kane, he got them the 30 points. They are keeping the pressure on third spot. And I'd not be surprised they want to push for this big time.
You mean you look like you want to come in there?
Yes, I do agree with this. I think the Lafayette Lions has done very well. They're okay. They're a point behind the Arkham Avengers, but they're not gearing up on third place. And I think they want to push the spoofer all the way to the line here. This is a battle between the old dog spoofer and the new chip on the block, the Lafayette Lions. I think Lafayette has got a bit of rare that happens that I have.
What?
You don't know what he's doing. He doing me special effects, is he?
No, he's got a roar to him, so he is. Seriously, have you never watched, what's that movie? Madagascar. Like, Alex is going rare.
Yeah, man, I don't want to hear you going rare. I just want you to talk about the teams. If you want a rare, go out into the garden and rare all you want.
Seriously, I thought that might just, you know, lighten the mood a bit there. These are very serious at the moment here, I have to say.
Can we move on?
Well, yes, okay, yeah, perfectly fine.
No change at number 5. Legion 11, 96 points. 2 transfers there. Hector, I'll go over to you.
Well, they lost the 4 points and they bring in the Dennis. He brought in 2 points. Now, they put out the Tony and he managed the 5 points. They won't be happy with that. Kulusevski was brought in, got 5 points, and Memeo went out with 3 points. They decided to captain Salah, 6 points. De Bruyne was there beside him with 30 points. Kulusevski, as I said, had the 5 points. Rafinha, 2 points. Dennis, 2 points. Puki, 2 points. Niterio, 15 points for Arsenal. Cancelo, 14 points. Alexander-Arnold, the 4 points. Davies, 6. And their goalkeeper, Schmeichel, 8 points. On their bench, they had a goalkeeper, Sanchez, who had 7 points. Cody with 8 points. It would be very nice if they had been on their team. Get them, you know, that extra 15 points. Get them, boom, 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 them up there. However, you know, I think, in fairness, I think the transfers did not work out the way they should have done. They certainly went for the wrong captain. But however, you know, it's not a bad result. Taking into account that the transfer didn't work and they picked the wrong captain, I think they will be very happy to be there. Fifth place, very nice.
Sixth place then is Raglan Road, 77 points, Eamon. And a triple captain played, one transfer.
Eamon, what do you make of this team?
They decided to bring in Klein for 7 points and put Scher out for 0 points because he didn't play. They opted for triple captain Salah, no more than Toberg at six, and them 9 points. Barnes was there with 10 points, Bernardo 5, Zaha got 11 points, Lacazette was up front with 2 points, Cancelo was at the back with 14, Rudiger 7, Alexander-Arnold 4 points, Amartey had 6, Klein, as we said, had 7, and the goalkeeper, Seth, had 2 points. Look, the captain choice for triple captain has certainly let them down badly, and they needed a little bit more out of this in order to try and push them up. They didn't get there. They're a little bit off the boil. However, they might surprise us next week with something, who knows, but I think the triple captain has let them down badly, no more than Toberg has 6.
Very good, Eamon. No change then in 7th place. Mighty Defenders, 94 points. Hector, one transfer here.
That's right, they decided to bring in the Pookie for 4 points, and they put Woodhouse, who got 2 points. The Son, captain, got 40 points. Harrison was in the midfield with 3 points, along with Smith-Rowe, got 1. Fabinho had 2 points. Forwards, they had Kane, 15 points. Dennis, 2. Pookie, 4, as I said. Cancelo, 14. Alexander-Arnold only got the 4. Alonso had 7 points, though. And their goalkeeper, Sa, got 2 points. On their bench, they had Jansen. He had 15 points. Very nice if you added that on there instead of maybe the likes of the Alexander-Arnold. In my books, I think the transfers just about worked out. They did select a good captain. Their midfield, though, a little bit weak. Not enough power, not enough points. Just not selling it to me.
No change either in 8 is Blitham squad, 94 points. Eamon, they didn't have any transfer.
Oh. A transfer, okay. But they did have Son as the captain and managed to pick up 40 points, which is a good captain choice.
Ward-Prowse is there with 2 points, a bit of a letdown. Brownhill, 1 point, another letdown. Saka, 4. Bit of a waste of space, if you ask me at the moment. Salah had 3 points. Him and Saka and the other two lads are all in the same boat. Dennis was 2 points up the front. I say no more about that. Alexander-Arnold had 4 points at the back, which was a bit of a wishy-washy turnout. Now, Cancelo had 14, Davies had 6 points, which was good, and Anderson had 8. Those lads are doing well. Their goalkeeper, Lloris, had 10 points. They're a good captain choice. Their midfield, no more than the Mighty Defenders, is a bit on the weak side, which is surprising. And I think that it's time for them maybe to jettison a couple of these lads.
Now, up to 9th place, we have Can We Win Again with 130 points, and they had a triple captain. Hector, talk us through this team here.
They had the one transfer. They brought in the Son, who had, of course, the 20 points, and Gallagher went out for 3 points. However, they decided to triple captain the Sonny Son, and he ended up getting them 60 points. Brownhill was there with 1, Maddison 8, Kulusevski had 6 points, Bernardo 5, Jesus had the 2 points, Kane 15. Van Dijk had 8, Laporte had 14, Cody 8, and their goalkeeper Ramsdale had 4 points. They had on their bench the goalkeeper Sanchez. He had 7 points. However, look, I think, you know, this is a good game week score for them. It's probably the best they've had. Good captain selecting, but, you know, that's it. You know, yeah, okay, they moved from 10 to 9. Very good.
Can I speak? Off you go, Eamon. What have you got to say?
I think it is. It was a decent transfer. Decent treble captain. However, I have to say, in my view, this manager should have been doing the like this a long time ago. They missed the bus by a month. They're now deciding to wake up, to shake up. And for me, this is just, I'm not being sold by this. I think the manager who's decided, I should have just throw anything at the wall and see what happens. They still had the Brownhill at the 1 point, Jesus 2 points. You know, they're just not, I'm not sold on it, to be quite honest with you. What are you not sold on, Eamon, here? You sound like you're a bit deflated.
I am deflated.
I think that this manager could have done so much more earlier on in the season, but just didn't do it for whatever particular excuse that they have. I don't know what their excuse is. I'd like to interview this manager, but I don't think that's going to happen. But it's sad to think that a manager can get 130 points here when they could have got that early on in the season.
It is their best game week score of all the season, and it's taken them until game week 36 to get this, which is indicative of the season that they have had. And I think they really need to sit back and reflect where they are going or what they plan to do. I think there's a lot of managers out here at the moment who would give them a good run for their money. Anybody spring to mind there? Yes, I think they're like a Lafayette Lions, even Legion, even Raglan Road. I think even the mighty defender, Blytham. All of those teams there would give Can We Win Again a run for their money and push on them. And I have to also add in here, I think if Maximum Effort got themselves on track and concentration, no more than What a Beauty 99, they also would put it up to Can We Win Again. So while they might have gone to ninth, I don't think they should be cracking open the champagne just at this moment.
Anything else there to add, Hector?
No, nothing for me. I think Eamon has just said about everything he wants to say.
And so then, as a result of that move, Ink Got a Clue are down 10th place with 78 points. They had no transfers, Eamon. And they decided to have Salah as the captain, which got them 6 points. Saka was there with 4. Bernardo picked up 5. 4-0-3. Douglas Luiz did get 11 points. The shining star in the midfield. Tony had 5. Van Dijk had 8 points. Cancelo 14. Cody 8. And Alexander Arnold had 4 points. They had Lloris there as the goalkeeper of Timbers. Look, the forward of Tony, 5 points, is decent. The defence is not too bad either, apart from the Alexander Arnold. But I'm not surprised that they've gone down to 10th. They haven't done enough all season to push. They could probably have done a little bit better if they decided to play a couple of their wild cards. But if you're not going to look after the team won't look after you. 11th place then is Maximum Effort, 86 points. No transfers, Hector.
They decided to have Saka as the captain and got 8 points. Son was beside him with 20 points. Bohan 13, Bruno Guimarães got 1 point, Antonio had 5 points, Kane was there also beside him with 15 points, and in defence then unfortunately they had Ealing from Leeds, minus 3 points, Cancelo had 14, Rudiger 7, and Alexander-Arnold had 4 points, the goalkeeper was sacked 2 points. They opted for the wrong captain, let me say here, and they're not playing the chips. Not, and maybe they know they want to come out in game week 37 and play some chips, who knows, but for me, they could have done so much better.
12th place then is Banford Rejects, 73 points. Eamon, no transfers here. Yes, and I think we've landed in the region of the world where there is no transfers with some of these teams. They had Salah as the captain for 6 points. Son was there though with 20 points. Rafinha 2. Saka had 4. Dennis up front with 2 points, along with Sam Maximum 2 points and Broja 2 points. James then was down there with 13 points and Cancelo 14. Alexander Arnold had 4 points and the goalkeeper Ramsdale had 4 points. They got 73 points. They're not doing anything. They're just tipping away with no effort, which is just sad to see that somebody would just abandon their team. Up to 13th place is El Loco John with 112 points. Hector, talk us through this team here.
They didn't have any transfers.
Look, if they had transfers, I'd eat my hat. There's not a chance of them having a transfer.
Eamon, yeah, I want to talk about this. Is that okay? I don't interrupt you when you're talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. Talk about the team.
As I said, they had no transfers, but they had Lukaku as captain, 38 points. Watkins was there with him with 7 points. McGinn had 8 points. Madison, 8 points. De Bruyne had 30 points. Fina had 2 points. Oshbach had 2 points. Now they had Stones in defence who was injured. No point. Kofel was there with 6. Diaz had 4 points. On their bench, Tierney came off. Oshbach went on. Bamford came off. Watkins went on.
You know, for a team manager not doing too much, very good results.
They would be scratching and laughing and thinking to themselves, hey look, I do great. I don't look after team. Everything going fine. Good for them. They're up to 13th.
Hey man, you look like you want to say something. I most definitely want to say something about this. What I'm going to start off with is going to be controversial, but I think this team should be kicked out of the league.
What? Hey, what are you saying? Kick them out? Why you kick them out?
Exactly. Hey, why would you want to kick them out of the league? Well, I'll tell you something. And I think they should be invoked across the whole of the fantasy football. I think that if you put a team together and if you're not going to do anything with them, and this is transfers, chips, even changing players off the bench, for, I would say this, for 10 weeks, then you should be removed from the whole league because you're not an active manager. I think it's a disgrace. This Scalacico, El Loco John, got 112 points, but he hasn't done anything. He hasn't had a transfer. I mean, you think about Sarri KDB had a transfer. Tobogger had a triple captain. Arkham Avengers had a bench boost. Laffey had Lions had a bench boost. Legion had two transfers. Raglan had a, you know, transfer and a triple captain. The Mighty Defenders had a transfer. Blightsome didn't have a transfer, but they're active. Can We Win Again decided to play the triple captain. And this El Loco John chap, whoever they are, didn't do anything. They got 112 points because they just, by fluke, happen to have players on the pitch. They're not doing anything. They're not proactive. They should be axed out of it. Eamon, you can't do that. Hold on a second. Eamon. Hold on. You can't. Yes. You can do this. I have to say this. If you're in the league, you have to be doing something. You need to be doing something. You can't just sit there and just by fluke manage to have the right captain and a couple of players to get this. There are other managers out there who are doing changes, doing transfers, they're playing chips, they're trying to do something. And then you look at this. This takes away from the whole game that somebody can just say, I'll just select 11 players and leave them there. There's no work on it. There's no commitment. There's no love. There's no loyalty to your team. There's no loyalty to your players. There's no loyalty or this. There's no respect to there isn't. This is just scatology altogether here. This manager shouldn't be in the team. And in fact, there's a couple of other managers there who shouldn't be in it either. Yeah, but I do think that's a little bit harsh. Well, you might think it's a bit harsh, but I had to say, I've just had enough. I felt it up to my neck with this here, with this carry on of, you know, some of these teams doing nothing, getting points ahead of other managers who are trying to do something here. And it's all down to the fluke of the player and that. Sure, if that's the case, like, sorry, KDP will put a team together and not bother with it for the rest of the season. And now, oh, there we go, sure, we'll be banned.
Hector, would you agree with Eamon on this?
I think that when the manager initially go and sit down and they put the team together, they have to invest an interest in it. Now, whatever happens, I do not know that they do not come back and maybe don't do the transfers.
They've just given up. That's it. They've entered the competition for whatever reason and that's it.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, I'm telling you that's what it is, Hector. That's what it comes across to me. Have we heard anything from the El Loco John manager? No, we haven't. Have we heard anything from Bamford Rejects manager? No, I haven't. Anything from Maximin Effortman? We've heard nothing from any of these managers. They don't text, they don't contact, they don't email, they don't exist. They have just switched off. They switched off ages ago. I think some of them switched off probably the week that they put their team in, and that's about it. We need to weed them out of competitions like this.
I still think it's a little bit harsh, Eamon.
Well, you can think it's harsh, but I mean, I don't apologize for my stance.
Very well. Down to 14th place then is Rosie Rover, 63 points, and they didn't have any transfers either. I'll pass this one over to you, Hector. Is that okay?
Yeah, that is okay. I'll take this one. They had Fernandez as captain. They got 4 points. Mount had 13. Bunde had 15 points, though. Madison, 8 points. Banford didn't get them any points, you know, play. Eniachi Ocho got 2 points. Cavani was there in the front as well. Forward lines, 1 point. Cash, 3. Cresswell, 6. Gabriel, 2. And they had the goalkeeper, Edison. He got 9 points. They had activity on the bench. Chilwell came off. Gabriel went on. Shaw came off. Cash came on. Kante came off. And Mount. Come on. They're not active enough. And I'm not going to go down Eamon's road here, but yes, no wonder they're down to 14th. You know, they're not putting anything in, they're not getting anything out.
Okay, and quickly moving on then to 15th place is What a Beauty 99, 53 points, no transfers. Do either of you want to talk about this team?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I think I've said enough at the moment.
I don't know. Okay, sure, I'll take it here. Okay, so they didn't have any transfers. They opted for Bernardo as their captain and they got 10 points. Now, Fernandez was there with 2 points. Gallagher, 3. Smith Rowe got 1 point. Bissouma got 3. And up front, they had Dennis with the 2 points. Antonio Doe got them 5 points. And Tsimiskos got 2 points. Rudiger got 7. Cancelo got 14. And their goalkeeper was Ramsdale for 4 points. Now, we had bench activity. However, I have to say, like, in my view, looking at this here, it's just a repeat. It's the same week, you know, another result that replicates every week gone by there. It's just no change in it whatsoever. That's everything, I think. We've looked at the team there. The only movement we have is Can We Win Again moved up. Ian Gallagher went down and El Loco John went up. Rosie Rovers went down. It'll be interesting to see what happens when game week 37 finishes. There's a couple of double matches in there. And I think myself, there'll be a little bit more movement there. Would you agree, lads?
I think that they're going to be more movement between third and tenth. There'll be a lot more movement there. But we'll have to see what happens. I think it depends on what they do, what tactics, and what sort of chips people have left in it.
Eamon? Well, I think that presently at the moment, there will be more movement because some of the managers here are trying to consolidate and also some of them are trying to push for places. And it'll be interesting to see who's going to react. I think this game week 37 and game week 38 are probably going to be two of the most important game weeks that we are going to have for quite a while. These 2 weeks are going to be decider weeks for, not for Sarri KDP. Look, they have this one, nobody's touching them. Tobuggers has secured second place, but third place, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and to a degree, tenth place, although I'd probably stop at ninth. They're all up for grabs, and it's going to be tight. Thank you, lads. All right. That's the end of our show. And once again, as always, thank you for your input, your comments, your views, your passion, especially to you, Eamon, about this. Look, I have to say, I've sat here game week, game out. I have held my tongue for most of that period, especially when it's come to some of these managers down at the bottom end of the table. And I don't think any of our listeners would forgive me for being passionate about the injustice that's being done to managers who are trying to do something versus these scalachicos. And that's it. Okay. Now, lads, game week 37, you will be back. And I think we're going to have Captain Fantastical Mick joining us as well. And I can't wait for that.
It'd be good. I'd like to hey, Captain Mick, you have lots of interesting things to say. I can't wait for that.
Oh, very good. Okay. Eamon, any last words? Nothing here, except I hope that our listeners enjoyed the show and that they have a good week.
I want to say thank you very much to our listeners in America and in Germany. We have big listeners there. Thank you so much for joining and listening to us. We love it when we see Bavaria coming on. New York came up. California came up. Kentucky came up. Lithuania came up.
Sorry, Lithuania.
Sorry, no. I meant to say Louisiana came up.
There's a bit of a difference between Lithuania and Louisiana, Hector. I mean, you're getting your L's on mixed up.
Hold on a second.
Lithuania did come up.
Well, it did come up, yes. Yeah. I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah, well, there you go. I don't even know this. Oh, well, look, you were talking about America at one point, then you just jumped over to Lithuania, then you're back over to Louisiana. What have you got? A Concorde flying around the world.
You know what, something? At least I say thank you to our listeners. You're grumpy, constantly.
Well, I'm not grumpy.
Well, you sound grumpy.
It has a point here, I have to say.
You are grumpy, man, tonight.
I'm not grumpy. I'm going to sit back now with a cup of coffee and just mull over tonight's football. See how that Liverpool and Southampton match got on.
Hector, are you finished? Well, I want to say also happy, thank you to, I'd be happy that, the listeners in Ireland is also listening to us. And thank you for listeners in South America and Canada and rest of the world. Thank you so much. I put my hands together. Thank you. I praise you.
Okay. And we're going to wrap it up there now. And listeners, I'd like to thank you for joining us on today's show. Thank you for subscribing, joining us. Remember, do tell your friends. Let them hear Eamon and Hector on air. Hope that wherever you are in the world, that you have a good morning, good afternoon, a good evening, good night. Do take care. Mind yourselves. Stay safe. And we'll be talking to you in the next episode. Slán.